really, in this day and age, you want to have, like, a signature that's almost like a fucking logo. Those are the people who know how to brand themselves and all that shit. Yeah, see?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always thought that way. It's good that you felt that way.
Like Nyla Lee or whatever, she has a good signature.
I was at Pureleaf, and then I saw Nyla stand for Timeless.
Yeah.
That's cool, right?
That is cool.
I think that's so dope. I want to do that one day, but, like, I don't know. Like I was saying earlier, I want to get back in the scene.
Yeah.
I feel like living not near here has a toll on you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like depending on the city that you live in, like, there's certain opportunities or certain things that you have more access to. Just because you're in the area and, like, people know you're there. Like, oh, I know that Candace is in Phoenix, so she could do this kind of event or that event that's going around in the area. Or, yeah, it's like then you're known as, like, I am a Phoenix artist. Like, I've seen people before they say that. And they don't live in Phoenix. They don't do it, but they say that they're a Phoenix artist. I feel like once you actually live here, we have a studio here. Now you're actually
right,
a Phoenix artist,
right.
Whatever that means.
Whatever that means, you know. Yeah. I think back to when I was fucking 20, 21, 22, 23. No, 21 going to 22. I lived at Roosevelt Point up the street.
Oh, okay.
And then I was just like, I'm going to become a Phoenix artist, whatever that meant. But I knew that it would be real because I was living here.
Yeah, exactly.
Does that make sense? Like, real?
It would feel real to you.
Yeah.
Because it's like you're making art and you're living in Phoenix. And like whatever that experience is, like you're legitimately, you're there. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You give me,
yeah.
I'll take a hit.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks. Appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. A little hair, but like, right. Yeah, I don't want
to
like.
Hopefully, I don't glue my fucking hand to this.
No,
my fucking hand, it looks so bad. I had
tell,
to like.
Hit it and then tell them what you did.
Okay, so I'll tell my fucking story of being a clumsy idiot here.
Reporting live from my new studio apartment. It's so posh and white. Thank you for coming on the Man and Candace podcast at such short
it's
term
It's shiny,
notice.
Too.
It is very shiny.
It's white and shiny in here.
I'm not going to ruin it because I paid too much for it. My last studio that I was in. Hold on. Let me. I feel like this is the beginning of a Joe Rogan podcast.
Yeah, right. Joe starts saying, hey, you want to take an edible?
Hey, Duncan.
Hey, Duncan, take a hit of this.
I love the episodes with Duncan. Yeah.
You know, he does that because his tolerance is, like, so high. He knows, like, he's not going to ever say anything, like, not off script, but out of character for who he is.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because,
like, with podcasting, everything is off script.
Yeah.
Everything you're saying is off script. Like, there's no script here except that one on the fridge.
But there's things that you probably...
Like, I will never let out my full politics on this fucking podcast. Are you crazy?
Yeah, well, politics is fucked.
Politics is fucked, but, like, I just feel like everyone has a right to their own opinions at the end of the day. And if you want to share all of them, then you can share all of them. But, like, I have a podcast. I don't want... The last thing I want to be is a decisive or a divisive podcast. Like a political show.
Oh, God. You don't want to do that.
I don't want to do that. Like, especially, like, that's why I shy away from.
Well, it's all madness.
Like, the whole trans discussion.
Okay.
Like, I discussed it a little bit when it was really in our faces a couple years ago.
The way the media was pushing it?
Yeah, the media was pushing trans. And it wasn't really trans people themselves. It was just the media.
You know what? It's interesting. It's like that with politics, too.
Yeah,
it's
right.
It's the same thing.
It's the same thing. And, yeah. Like, this listener, she probably still listens, but, like, she was like, I'll never listen to you again because your views on trans people are trash.
See, I don't know anything about that.
So I was just like,
we're going straight to the deep end.
Yeah, so I was just like, I will never talk about anything decisive ever again.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to lose listeners, but at the same time, I'm real. You know, I spoke about the Trump assassination attempt. What do you think about that? We could really get deep into what I think about that, but what do you think about that?
Oh my god. You're like, I don't want to talk about politics or... Well, let's go straight into it. I have my own kind of views on it.
Yeah.
As far as... I think it was crazy. I think when you start looking into... I'm probably good on hitting this.
You're good.
When you start looking into... What happened? Trump almost gets shot. It nicks his ear. One guy gets killed in the audience. His ear, from I've seen pictures of it now. He doesn't have a bandage on it anymore. I've gotten paper cuts that lasted a month. I've never had a bullet. What do you call that? Scathe me? Like,
braze
just
you.
Like graze me?
Mm-hmm.
He was bleeding on that day, which means that there was a wound. Now, is there some type of super secret medicine, like ointment that they could put on your ear that we don't have privy to?
They have access to way more better drugs than we have. Like, we have Adderall, they have meth. They have access to so much more, like, nootropics. Like, how much drugs do you think they're shooting up Biden before he goes out anywhere on camera?
I think... You want to know my opinion on that?
Well, after the shooting.
Okay. So, Trump, you know, is one of these guys. He's a very divisive character.
Right.
And he's gotten... the way that the media reports about him is one way or the other. And the people who support him, I'm not saying I support him or I don't support him, but the people who, you could probably, if you know me, you know where I'm coming from anyway.
Yeah.
So I'm not really going to get into that, but the people who do support him though, they're very, they're conditioned to the style in which he communicates with them. And that style of communicating is almost like a stand-up comedian.
It's no longer very,
you can say whatever you want, because not everything you say has to be taken seriously, because you're a guy that doesn't need to say anything, because we know that you're going to get in there, and his whole thing is he's going to look out for everybody else, he's going to bring the gas down, he's not going to get any wars, he's going to do all these different things that are like, promises to his followers, so he could say anything at this point because they already know where he's coming from. The thing that he also has done, I've seen too, is like, you know, I think anyone who supports him, as long as they're not the neo-Nazi ones or like the super racist ones or like the people like that who support him too, as long as they're not those people, they would say, yeah, he's a crazy guy, he says crazy stuff,
but
he did this and he did that, and maybe his personality's a little kooky, but I'm gonna follow him. I look at the world a lot differently than your regular person.
Mm-hmm.
Because
and that's why you're on the podcast.
Yeah. Well, thank you, I appreciate
yeah.
that. I don't know if it's
no,
I appreciate
you
it.
Should you should be like, yeah. You
well,
should.
You know what?
Yeah.
I look at a lot of like, it doesn't take much if you're gonna say that you're a leader. Or you're going to say that you're going to be in charge of millions of people and you're going to be responsible for this huge machine that's all over the world and all this stuff that we give the keys to every 4 years, apparently. If you're going to be that person, like, I do believe that you have to have a certain way of presenting yourself and a certain track record. And there's just certain things where you need to be morally a good person.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because morals go a long way when you're dealing with very
serious
situations. Joking every now and again is good, but when everything is like your followers looking at it going, whatever, at least he's going to get in there and do this, this, and this.
Yeah.
Okay, but you're dealing with somebody like that. At the same time, Biden wasn't all there.
Mm-hmm.
Biden was... I'm not going to sit here... no, and talk all this crap about Trump. Because Biden was out of it. I mean, I think everybody can admit
the
when
whole
they saw
time he was just like
shit.
What got it for me is he called Putin. No, he called Zelensky Putin.
I mean,
he called Putin Mr. President.
Yeah, there was something that happened to him with his whole like swift aging, and I saw it, and I saw it right before he started to run for president.
He was fucked up.
2 years before he even talked about running for president, because he got in to take Bernie out.
Yeah.
Right.
Let's rewind this four years. Nobody wanted Bernie because everyone thought Bernie was right. A communist, a socialist, communist.
Well, he had a big following.
He did, but like one's serious. Like I'm talking about.
Hillary stole it from his ass.
I know, but like, I'm talking about the young people.
Yeah.
They create a lot of hype. You know what I mean? They especially around election time, and when I say young, I mean 18 to 25.
Yeah.
I'm 29. I'll be 29 on Saturday.
Okay.
So.
Oh, well, hey, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, that's awesome.
I know. Thanks.
I'm going to have to get you a gift.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I'd love a gift. But yeah, the young people 18 to 25, like I was talking about, they create a lot of hype. And now with Kamala Harris coming along, she's co-signing all these memes, and I don't believe it's just on accident that overnight all these memes got all popular and viral on these platforms. I think it's a part of her campaign.
Yeah.
I believe that I'm on all social media, TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, and it's everywhere. All these Kamala memes, like, fell out of a coconut tree, ha, you know, and then like remixes of her and like Charlie XCX. Charlie XCX has like the number one party album right now, the number one electronic album that's out. And I've been listening to it. The whole world's listening to it because I've been plugged in.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because I have to be. But like, plus it's fun. But like, yeah. And I don't want to miss out. But like, anyways, I love you, Charlie. Happy birthday, Charlie. It was on Friday.
Happy birthday, Charlie.
Yeah, it was on Friday, last Friday, Saturday. Yeah. Leo's. So I was just looking at those memes and I was just shaking my head and I was just like, are you guys going to vote because you guys think it's funny? Are you guys going to vote because you're afraid of this guy who 4 years ago you guys were probably not even paying attention to what the fuck he's done? I mean, 8 years ago? Like I'm gonna judge Trump off what he's done. I could give a fuck about what he said 10 years ago, 25 years ago. I know he's been held to the fire for these things. He's been convicted of 34 felonies. He lied about hiding hush money about that prostitute. You know what I mean? He's not a good person. I know that. But when it's up against an administration, do I want 4 more years of this? And where was Kamala the last 4 years? She has no track record of being with leaders. I'm sorry, Pence. Who else before him?
Before Pence.
Yeah. Biden. Was it Biden?
And Biden was the vice president. Of
yeah,
Obama.
And then before that, it was Cheney. Cheney got shit done, but I'm scared of Cheney.
Yeah, look up Halliburton. I didn't say that, by the way.
Yeah, no. But, like, I remember growing up that they were at least active. I didn't care about, you know what I mean? Kamala's been in the office. Every time she comes out is when there's a black event. And, like, I don't appreciate that. As a black person, I didn't appreciate Megan Thee Stallion on the rally doing twerking. At a rally? Are you serious?
Did you see that?
I need to show you that because this is why I need like a producer and like someone to pull up videos and stuff.
Yeah.
As we're talking and Google shit, we'll get there. But like, yeah, she was twerking. She was performing a TikTok viral song. It was. I don't know if you've heard it. You probably have, but like,
probably.
It's the one where she's I'm not going to sing it, but it's the Japanese one. Where she's with the Japanese rapper. Very popular rapper from Japan or Japanese or whatever. Forgot it wrong, I'm sorry. But, like, it's very popular. And there's a dance to it. And she was doing the dance. She was twerking to other songs, too, that were popular of hers. And, like, as a black person, I'm like, I don't appreciate it. And then I saw a commercial of a very popular Indian actress in America. I forgot her name, but she's with Kamala. And I'm like, so what are you today? Are you Indian or are you black? Because as a mixed person myself, you can't put on a hat one day and then put on another hat one day. But in front of people, you can try to make it look like that, but mm-hmm. like there's biracial people all over the country. And they're looking at that and looking at this message like, what the fuck? What the fuck? Are you trying to appeal to our what? Appeal to what?
Yeah. She's not the best. I mean, she's always kind of been in the background.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? For me, where I've come out with, because I don't know about the twerking or anything like that. Where I'm coming from, she's always just been in the shadows.
Yeah.
And we've kind of been looking at Biden, and then she kind of pops out. I'll be honest, the interviews that I've seen with her, it's like, I guess there is a certain amount of showmanship that a politician needs when they're talking and when they're presenting themselves. You don't want to walk away as going, that doesn't feel, what do you call that, real. That doesn't feel like somebody who's being honest. But it's just one of those things where they're all politicians.
Yeah.
They're all, like, coming from a place where, at the end of the day, the corporations are paying them off. It's just, you know.
Let's talk about that. Let's talk about corporations. Like, so she raised, like, I think overnight, like, $17 million. She has more money than that, by the way. But, like, just, like, overnight. And, like, people at her rally where I saw in the crowd were just young and dumb, in my opinion. Were not young and dumb. I shouldn't say young and dumb, but just young and pandered to. Young and manipulated. Young and... I remember being like that when I was their age. When I was 18.
Mm-hmm.
I remember like... I don't know if Obama was the right guy at the end of the day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know that. Because I was brainwashed, I feel like. I was all about change. I voted for him because he was black. Let's be honest.
Well, I mean, I'll tell you, we've had a bad track record yeah. recently.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They found Clinton on, he was on, what's his name? Epstein's list.
Let's talk about that. Like.
I mean, you know what I mean?
And McCaffrey.
Everybody just brings it up. He just, 26 flights, whatever.
Whatever.
Meanwhile, Epstein, you know, has
the
little accident in
prison.
And
then he has the whole thing with his secretary when she was 23. So what's a far stretch of the mind to think that he wasn't fucking 14-year-olds, 15-year-olds?
I'm not saying he is, but...
He's on that flight list.
He liked going there. He liked going to that island. And I don't know about you. I 26 flights. The most place I've ever gone was to visit my brother, and he lived in California, and I went there 4 times within like 10 years.
I think I've been...
I'm not rich, though, and
right.
a president, but at the same time, 26 times is...
Is a lot.
Something there. Maybe it wasn't... Maybe there's something we don't know about. Maybe
what,
there's really
freaks,
good ice cream or something.
What
or,
freaks me out is that the island on it has a replica of the Temple of Israel.
Talking about Mossad, you think that there's some type of connection there?
Hell yeah!
Yeah.
Like,
I
feel like there's, like, some type of deals going on. Like, I feel like there was some type of, like, okay, this is what's gonna happen, for real. Because, like, we're Israel's bitch, I feel like.
Yeah, I mean, holy shit. Oh, man. I was gonna initially in the very beginning describe how my fingers got glued together. Can I go back to that?
Yeah, let's go back to that. Because I just fucking, I'll take it there.
Well, you know what? I'll say this. For myself, I'm on the side of just people not getting killed. There's people out there that are bad people that are trying to kill other people.
I
get that.
I will say
you gotta stop those people.
I will say this. Israel has every right to defend itself. If someone came on our land and did that to us and we didn't do anything, how do you think we would respond? How did we respond last time?
Yeah, yeah. I don't want to get into that. But it's all horrible.
It's horrible. So, like,
horrible.
For us to, like, expect them not to do anything, I feel like it's really unrealistic and unfair. And, like, to the people that died like that. There was young people in the crowd. I empathize with that. I really do. As people. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You were killed. Like, your family members were killed. Your babies were killed. Like,
oh, yeah. It's horrible.
I believe that. Like, you know, I believe there's people who are saying that the attack didn't happen on October 7th. There's a lot of hate. But, like, at the same time, as an American, I look at the money. I look at where it's going. I look at my day-to-day. I look at my check at the end of the week. I look at my deductions. I look at where that $125 is going, that federal tax, every week. How much money is that? That is $500 a month. That's $6,000 a year that I'm paying.
Yeah.
So I look at those things as an American, like, and when I break it down like that, like, I don't sound so ignorant, you know?
Mm-hmm. I hear you saying, like, you want less tax money being taken out of your...
Yeah.
That's what you're saying, yeah.
Yeah, I want more money to spend. Like, I understand that money needs to be allocated amongst the poor and amongst public service and amongst, you know, things that taxes need to be paid for, but it doesn't amount to $6,000 a year. And, like...
It's a lot of money.
And then I can't even get a low mortgage rate. I'll take the price.
Yeah, I know.
The price is fair, okay? That's the price. But you want to charge me a rate of, like, what, 6.8 right now?
You know what? In China, if you're a corrupt businessman, don't they just kill you? Like, don't they have a trial? It's like, if you're doing something wrong as a business person in China, like, you were selling toxic candy to just something where, like, you were negligent to, like, the way that you're putting this business together and it, like, harmed people and just something on, like, you were just neglected. It's like prison years.
Damn.
I think. I could have sworn back in the day I remember some type of trial.
Does it depend on which province of China?
I think they're all...
I love China. I love Xi Jinping.
Whoa, where'd that come from?
Because I don't want to beef with China. This podcast has no beef with China.
Okay.
My favorite podcast would do the same thing. Like Tim.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. It's like a thing?
It's a thing.
Okay, I see. Yeah, China's great. Xi Jinping, you know, they call him Winnie the Pooh for a reason.
I love you, Xi Jinping, mommy and daddy.
But, yeah, fucking A. I had a buddy who lived in China for 4 years.
But I wonder if it depends on the province. Like, you know what I mean? Like, do they have their own rules? Or is it like, is the government over all the provinces?
Well, you know what? Thinking back on it, this case that happened with this business... It must have been really negligent because now I think about it. I had a buddy that when he lived there, he said that. I don't know why he said it. Like, he didn't give me any facts, but he just said, yeah, all the business people in China are corrupt.
So they.
He's like, they all are. He's
so,
like,
so they get killed. I wonder what happened.
So it's like here.
Yeah.
No, I'm joking.
Well, could you imagine if, like, the government acted like other governments? Like, can you imagine if Biden started assassinating his opponents? Oh,
like
shit.
Saddam Hussein or something?
Yeah.
Saddam Hussein, when he became
like
leader, he was like, these fools right here in the first three rows.
Yeah, I respect Putin a lot.
Straight up.
But, like, he's been president for a long, long time. And how does that happen? Every time he comes up for a re-election, that other guy, or no one wants to run, or, like...
He's just a fucking...
No one knows.
He's an OG.
And, like,
I mean,
Naval...
From the KGB, I mean, you know.
That guy, I think his name's Naval Navalny.
Oh, the guy that died or whatever?
Yeah, I think there's two of them that died recently, but the one I'm talking about is, he was on, like, a Russian show or something like that.
No,
he was like, no, he led an opposition to Putin.
Oh, yeah, that was his thing.
Yeah, Navani.
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah. And then...
Kurt Navani?
Yeah, and then...
Kurt Cobain Navani?
Yeah, and then... fucking pee and blow up his plane, allegedly.
There's been other shit where I've heard fucking you get your door opened up on a dude just pop you right there and like walk off. It's just middle of the day, you're fucking pop, 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 pop. And they don't even run away. It's like they walk away like... It's you know, when you have that kind of power, I mean, think about... That's what it would look like if you think about, like, let's say you become president and, like, they go, Candace, you can take anybody out. You can take out your own fucking brother if you wanted to.
You know what?
Just legal. Just do what it... You could fucking do whatever the fuck you please because...
I wouldn't take anyone out, but I would track a few people down and I'd start an investigation. Just for fun.
Well, what if you found out some horrible shit about it when you come? You're like...
Well, if I was president, first of all, we're going to revisit the criminal justice system. We're going to revisit that whole system. And I want death penalties for pedophiles. I want that shit to stop. I want that shit to stop, David. Like, I want that shit to stop. We're the number one consumer of child porn, the country. And, like, the demand for it is, like, created by us. And
fucking crazy.
And, like, Southeast Asia, like, Laos,
that
the Philippines.
Shit creeps me out.
Like, they're producing this shit because it's, like, kind of, like, legal over there. And it's, like, really fucked up how Americans get their child porn. And then they're sharing it, and then they're printing it, and then they're sharing it, and then they're printing it, and they're saving it, and they're...
Fuck.
And they're...
What's his name from Subway? Jared something?
Jared something?
Yeah.
Fogel,
is that it? I think it was Fogel, yeah. Yeah, I mean...
Yeah.
Honestly...
So
I hope that we could get news every week where they go, and Jared Fogel got beat up again. Like, Jared Fogel got jumped again in prison.
Yeah.
Like, because it's like, there needs to be something out there to, like...
Cause
these
like,
fucking dudes, there's dudes out there, because I've seen those shows on YouTube, trust me, there's a million of them.
There's no, like, fucking, there's no real, like, I feel like it takes death for things to, like, click for people. You know what I'm saying? I feel like, especially when it comes to an addiction, especially, because, like, what this child porn, what it is, it's an addiction. And that's why it's so hard, and that's why it's so prevalent.
I think it's
a sick addiction.
Something's wrong with them.
No, something is wrong with them.
Yeah.
But they're addicted to it. Think about how somebody
is addicted to pornography.
They're addicted to that child pornography, and they're addicted to that subculture. They're addicted to that way of thought. They're addicted to like their Reddits. They're addicted to like hiding. They're very like.
Yeah, it's fucking creepy.
Like, I know, I'm saying...
You're right, though. They are all like
that. The reason
why
I know all about this is because my mother supervised... Half her defendants that she supervised, about 50 to 65%, were child molesters. That didn't include...
65%?
Yeah, it didn't include, like, the adult rapists. These were just child offenders.
You know what's messed up, too? They let them out early. When they get arrested, they let them out.
They let them out, and like they.
You could go reoffend.
My mom's supervision. That's exactly why. That's when they brought her in, because my mom would be the one to supervise. She'd be like, "Okay, the judge said you can be released on these terms. That you're going to be released to my supervision. So we're going to take out that computer. I'm going to be visiting your house every Saturday. There better be nothing." And every day, my mom would issue warrants from home because they would violate something on their supervision. This was not probation. This was, like, while you're on trial. Like, you couldn't fuck up. So, it's like, if you fucked up during the pretrial phase, based on my mom's report, based on her supervision with you, because my mom wasn't easy. She hated your guts.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
You know what I mean? She hated your guts. And, like, she would, like, bring it home with her and, like, be in a bad mood on every Saturday because she went in those pedophiles' homes. Yeah. Every Saturday, she was in a bad fucking mood because, like, she came home and she was, like, I saw Disney movies. I saw teddy bears.
That is the fucking craziest shit. I'm nervous around children because... I've seen so much of these predator fucking shows that now I fucking, you may as well assume every fucking guy is a fucking pedophile. You know what I mean? So when I'm around kids, I'm like, hi. Like, I don't even want to fucking be near
them. No, I get freaked
get
out.
Get the fucking kid.
I get freaked out.
I'm like, hey, little kid. No, I'm nice. I'm honestly nice to children. I'm like, hi and stuff. But I'm not going to, I'm not like, noogies. When
yeah,
I was a kid, my uncle
way.
Used to pick me up
yeah.
and rub his fucking beard into my fucking face because it hurt. Just to be a dick. I would never do that. The only way I would do it is if I had my own child. I would never be picking, even a fucking relative's child. I'm just fucking like, it doesn't, because there's so many of these motherfuckers out there. Because I'm not like your mom who went through the, you know, she's a professional judge, all this stuff, has this history, you know, way too much than I would ever want to fucking experience, you know
right,
what I mean?
More
power to her for
getting
through
that
shit.
She didn't know that going in.
Yeah.
You know
I
what
mean,
I mean?
Sure, yeah, you wouldn't expect that, but...
But she held it down. She retired, like, in January.
Yeah. Congratulations, I remember that. What is it? She, oh, fuck, I forgot. Sorry.
It's okay.
Hi. But, yeah, I mean, it was just... Fucking child predators are crazy. Oh, yeah, I didn't have the experience... I've watched so much of their shows that one thing I found, it doesn't matter if it's a fucking 90-something-year-old fucking pedophile to a fucking dude in his 20s to a nerdy-looking guy in his 30s to the one thing they all have in common is what you just fucking said. It's this weird internet. They're in all these fucking chat. They're in all this shit. They're... Like, whenever these dudes are interviewing them, they're like, were you on this app and that app? Shit I've never even fucking heard of.
Right.
And it's like, it could be a 96-year-old man. You would think he doesn't even know how to fucking use a typewriter. And he's like, yeah, I was on that app texting. How the fuck is this guy touching 100 years old on a fucking phone? Because all of them, you're right. There's a sickness to where, in their mind, even if they're almost 100 years old, They're gonna like get in with the new age and be like, if it's gonna get me closer to my perversion, my fucking, the thing that's fucked up with me, I'll fucking learn how to use this phone and these apps and all these fucking bullshits. I mean, it gets fucking deep.
Yeah. And when I'm president, you know, in 2024.
28?
24.
You're gonna run the next time? You should run
the next time. No, 2034.
34, okay, yeah.
I'll be eligible.
Oh, yeah, you gotta be a certain age, right?
Yeah, you have to be 35 to run. So, yeah, prison. I mean, death. All of them.
I'd say at the very least castration. I can't disagree.
They're already castrating them.
Really?
They're already medically forcing them when they're in prison and on their conditions of the release.
Yeah.
And they're on and registering as a sex offender. That's not enough. Megan's Law is not enough.
Yeah.
It's not enough. Everything we've done is not enough. The FBI, I think they're all perverted now because they've been watching it. So it's like, and what have they done?
Whoa, shit, that's a different take on it that I haven't heard before. You're like, the FBI, in investigating them...
are now fucked up.
See, if I was in a position...
I think they're involved somehow.
I couldn't fucking do it.
And like, I think individually, not as a unit... But I think individually there are some bad actors in the FBI. It could be like a whole department. It could be like five of them, rogue. But like they are probably taking it or like dealing it or like letting people off or like baiting people or like just like doing weird shit with it. Because why is it still here after 25 years of like hard fucking, you know... My mom's been in her career for 25 years. After 25 years, then no, 28. After 28 years of technology being introduced, you know, the DNA, you know, like the forensic, the computer forensics, like all that shit. I have a degree in this shit.
Yeah.
And it's just like, after all that, you know what?
I could feel by just your
anger. You know what
the
mean statistic is,
that
David?
You've lived through this.
You know what the mean statistic is?
What's
95% of people who were molested as a child turn into molesters.
Wow.
95.
Wow. You want to hear something scary?
What?
When I was a kid, I had a fucking friend named Jamie when I was a fucking preschool. Fucking little redheaded kid. I always remember, like, every other friend I didn't remember from when I was that young, except for him, when I was in preschool, so before kindergarten. I don't know how old it would have been, but... Young. I don't know, what is that, 4 or 5 years old? That's fucking young. Something like that. But I was at his... I used to go over to his house and play. And one time he told me, hey, do you want to go into the restroom and play the get naked game?
Oh my God.
And I'm sitting there fucking playing Super Nintendo. And at that age, I didn't fucking know. But I just knew, I thought to myself, okay, getting naked. And I'm like, fuck that, I'm playing a game. I was like, no, I don't want to play that. And he's like, okay, well, I'm going to play it. And he got naked. And once again, when you're that young, you're like, I'm still playing the game. I'm not even paying attention to him because I don't fucking care. I never saw him again because my mom was talking to his mom. And she was like, we had to call the fucking cops because Jamie's fucking babysitter was fucking molesting him. And I fucking could have been there on a day when Jamie's fucking babysitter wasn't okay. Fucking there. Which is the scary thing. Because, you know what I mean?
That's how these grooming situations happen. It's the babysitter. And the babysitter could be someone's
I'd hate to make it about myself.
No, which I did.
I'm like, but me. But I'm all right. I didn't even fucking...
You're absolutely right. And like, well, first of all, like, I'm sorry that, you know, this happened to him and that almost happened to you. But like...
Yeah, for sure.
But like, fuck. Like, I just... These men, they wait for opportunities like that. They wait, you know, like, or they create them.
Yeah.
Like if someone is having a baby in the family, that's their opportunity.
Yeah.
So sad to say that a lot of, especially a lot of African American girls are molested by someone in their family.
Yeah, it's fucking horrible. Wow. You know, I've known of a lot of women in my personal life who have told me stories.
Yeah, and it's a lot of
it's unbelievable, and it's a fucking shame.
Yeah, across all races, it's a lot of the mom's boyfriend too.
Okay.
That a lot of guys, they prey on single moms.
Yeah.
They prey on single moms.
Yeah.
They prey on single moms, and they prey on whoever is having a baby in the family.
Yeah, what you see in a lot of those shows when those predators are talking, they're talking to a decoy,
mm-hmm.
But the convo's like. They're getting into what's your mom do? What's your and there's certain situations where they talk about this dude's plan is to try to get the mom single. Let me get with the mom, so now I have easier access to this child. It's fucking.
Or they become teachers.
Insane. Or they become fucking priests.
Or priests.
There's something there. You're just like, yo, Sunday school. You know what I mean? Like, you're going to be around children. So, I mean, it is rampant. And I think that what you were saying earlier about, you know, why is it still happening? Where's this corruption coming from? Is the whole, as a system, I wouldn't say all of FBI, all of any government organization is completely corrupt. But there's little pockets of... Because statistically...
That's what I was saying. Like, there has to be. Because I was saying, like, it's like...
Then, maybe three or four guys.
And maybe they're not perverts, but the money. Think about the money.
I don't know specifics. I don't know what they're getting into other than like probably letting...
Child human trafficking.
They're doing their own creepy shit on a higher level.
Yeah. Yeah. That thing about Epstein. Think about... Like, why wouldn't the FBI be involved in some freak shit?
Yeah. No, I hear you. You know, for sure. You know what? I think statistically... This is the thing about human beings. And you know what that is, Candace?
What?
You want to be in a position of power. And you need to be over them, right? Like, a lot of people think like that. Like, the
sociopaths and
psychopaths that are naturally addicted to trying to just one over everybody.
And those are the ones that end up
in those spots.
And they end up in the spots of the FBI. They end up in as politicians. Yeah. They end up
We've all met them.
CEOs.
Candace. Have you ever worked for a company? Have you ever been in a group of people just outside of work, even where you see those overdoers, and it's just like,
I worked with one at Vanguard. Her name was Jay
Ling.
She was not genuine. Bitch.
It's just they know how to walk that walk to fucking get to the fucking point where they need to be.
They know how to do in front of the right people.
They know how to befriend the right people right off the bat. Be the fucking cool person. Be the nice fucking person that everybody fucking loves. And then off
and then
on
when
the
no
side,
one's looking,
you're fucking weaving around like a fucking little sneaky snake.
Yep.
To get to your to get to the fucking top. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And they don't give a shit like how you feel. You know, it's not about doing the right thing. It's about what's gonna progress me to the top of that.
Right. And like you don't owe anybody your loyalty in a workplace. I get that, but at the same time, you owe people your respect, and there's a way to like get to the top. While not having to, like, shit on people on your way there.
Yeah.
I feel like... But at the same time, like... Or you don't have to be so manipulative.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I've been in work situations where I was around guys where... I was around a guy one time where... He said some shit that just, like, alluded to where he was kind of, like... He was a white dude. And
mm-hmm.
I was like... Oh, you're fucking kind of, like... Like a prejudiced person, just against like.
What'd he say?
I didn't say that to him. I didn't say that to him. But he's.
Uh-huh.
I forgot the comment he made, but it just kind of made me think like, oh, this is like a young bigot, dude. You know what I mean? Like,
have some white people in your. Well, David's white.
But that dude climbed the ranks in the company.
Oh, okay.
Because he kissed the. But he had to change his personality, and he found within a couple days he was acting like a different person. And it was that mentality that he used to rise to the top. But there's like the first 2 days I met him, first impressions last, you know what
Forever,
I mean?
Yeah.
And I remember that first impression just being like, yo, this dude, but he was fucking smart.
Right.
Oh, you can take me.
Okay.
Like, yeah. Thank you, though.
Yeah. But like, has any white person come up to you and like said something racist thinking that you were going to agree?
It is very rare, but it has happened. But it's like, I can count on one hand in my whole life. It's not common. It's very uncommon. It's not a normal thing that happens. Because you gotta think, a racist person's really taking a leap. I mean, I'm white, but they're really taking a leap if they're just like, yeah, he looks white. Let me just throw this his way and fucking... But no, it's like a racist, like, da-da-da, like, a couple, two, three times, maybe four times. Like, some fucker and some dude I don't know in a bar, just some shit, you know what I mean? Where you're out in the open and you're, like, a situation where you're around new people and you just hear that shit and you're like, oh, dude, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And I know, in every situation I've just been like, you know.
I've always been the friend that... Before 2016, everyone was saying nigga. Everyone was like, nigga this, nigga that. The white girl down the street was saying nigga. Like, everyone was saying nigga around me. Like, nigga, like, the Mexicans, everybody.
Right.
And, like, after 2016, I don't know what happened after that. Everyone's so conscious. Everyone's not saying it in their videos, like, when the song is on and it says nigga. Like, I'm just like, oh, so what happened? So I'm like, what happened? You know, like, what happened? No one wants to say nigger no more. So I think it's just so funny because it's like now what, like, as a mixed person, I've always felt unsafe to like call it out because I've always felt like I'm not black enough to be like, don't say that in front of me. But like once I realize in context how it looks to like let someone say that in front of me, no matter what context is, no matter if they're talking to each other or, like, calling me that or, like, calling their friend that in an endearing term. Somehow they, like, before 2016, they were, like, really saying it like that. Like, the people around me in college. But, like, nowadays, it's, like...
It's, like, saying bro or dude.
Yeah, yeah. And, like, nowadays, it's, like, there's more of an awareness amongst college-age people. They're, like, oh, I shouldn't be saying that. And I'm just, like, where the fuck did that come from?
Yeah, wow.
I mean, I feel like it's a good thing, but, like, I'm just like, it was really annoying.
I grew up with kids that said that, and it was mostly wasn't the white kids, but it was, like, it could be kids of, like, what do you call it? Italian and Mexican friends.
The
I had
most,
Mexican friends, I would say.
The
you know
most,
what I, mean?
I had a lot of Arab friends.
Yeah, I knew a couple white guys that said it, but we, you know, I always grew up with friends of all different races.
Yeah, there was
and they would sit. My black friends didn't care because they knew that they weren't coming from a place of like.
Well, I just
what do you call that?
Like, but I feel like nowadays, like
I never fucking said it.
if you say it in front of a black person, even if it's like, if a black person is in the room and you're saying it and you're not black, I feel like it's racist.
Yeah.
No matter what.
That's why I've never said it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never fucking done that because it's just like, that's not my lingo. And I'm not going to go out of my way.
How does it feel to like being told like you're not allowed to say that? Like, does that make you feel some type of way? Like, is that as a white person, not as David, but like as a white person, not even as like a white male?
Talking about the N word with a hard R?
Both of them.
Oh, and with the A.
With the A and E-R. Like, society saying like, you can't say that.
I never cared.
Okay.
Because it never got into my speech pattern at any point in my life.
Okay.
I always use dude. I always use this.
I always wanted to ask a white person's point of view on this.
I never started saying it. You know what I mean? So there's never been a point where I've been like, man, I miss it. No. Or you can't say it, whatever. I never...
Yeah.
In my regular way of talking to people, never had felt like I needed to say
it. Because I've always saw that in some white men and women, that the fact that someone is saying, like society is saying, you can't say the N-word, and they kind of take it as, well, I have the right to free speech, like, you can't tell me that. Like, how do you rectify that?
You gotta look at it like it's just some... There's people out there who are fucking idiots.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just fucking, you know, idiots. I mean, and you just have to go, fucking not even gonna waste my fucking time with that idiot. Because some people are so stupid that you'll be lowing yourself to give a fuck about whatever drama they're doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're gonna get themselves in trouble. You know what I mean? They just let them fucking... Like, they got these different racist people I've seen on the news recently... And it's like an incident with like 12 people, but of course there's news, and of course we see it across the country, and it's in some whatever what you name, you know, a southern state. You know what I mean? Like, it's in a place where you're like, yeah, I guess I'd expect 5 neo Nazis or whatever to show up to some random, but the whole fucking world sees it, and because the whole world sees a situation with like 30, 40 people in this one day. It's like, oh, this huge... And it's like, they're out there, but it's mostly, like, the prison stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, those dudes that are showing up that are just, like, protesting, I just feel like probably every town and city, it's like, you know, everybody has their little, you know, their club or whatever that they're freaking... But I don't think it's not a majority. I think it's, like, a small group of people, I don't think, compared to the massive amount of people that'd be against that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, there's a massive amount of people who would be against, like, hey, we're going to be the Nazis taking over.
Yeah.
Like, no, fuck that.
Yeah, right. Sometimes I forget that we're not racism-free in America. I don't think we ever will be. But, like, I just feel like We are farther than the textbooks portray it, I feel like. Today's textbooks are just like civil rights back then, how it was like really hard, and like how even to this day, there's always like a court case that has something to do with like something back then that got overturned or is being revisited. It kind of reminds you, like, wow, like, shit back then was really fucked up. And today, it's not perfect still. It's still fucked up. Like, that lady got killed by the police. She was black.
Oh, yeah.
And she had a boiling pot of water.
I didn't see the whole thing, but I just saw that
this watched
dude,
it.
He was in her house, and she's boiling some water, and this dude was just like,
hand on gun.
Yeah. You know, I mean, dude, I don't know why you gotta freaking be, and this is obvious, this is why he's getting fucking charged, is like, common sense tells you, person's coming at you, if they don't have a fucking gun or a knife, let's pull the fucking taser out. I'm not saying you should have fucking tased her. I'm not saying you should even been in there. I'm not even saying that that whole situation was complete bullshit. It is complete bullshit.
It is bullshit because they were asking for her ID, which is why she was like...
Yeah, it's bullshit.
Yeah.
He should have never been there in the fucking first place. But even on his fucking side, why not pull a fucking taser? Pulling a gun out? You just fucking killed this woman, and then you're 100% in the wrong. Like, all of it together. At least if she was tased, we could still arrest him and still throw him in fucking jail.
He was
and still,
lying. He was
yeah.
lying on the call. Like,
and
oh,
self-defense.
Like, she came in with a boiling pot of water. What the fuck?
Yeah. Even if he tased her, we could throw him in prison and call him a piece of shit because that's what he'd be. But he pulls a gun. To me, that tells me, oh, it was, why the fuck are you, there's something was wrong with his head to pull a fucking gun. Was he in the wrong? He was 100% in the wrong. And to pull a fucking gun like that, there's a lot of situations like this, and I'm not going to name names, or but this shit happens a lot.
Happens a lot, and it's happened too many times, and I feel like, unfortunately, this is my opinion again. You know, the movement, the Black Lives Matter movement, that unfortunately has been questioned and hasn't been answering those questions, to my knowledge.
Yeah.
I mean, the money has gone to the leader.
Yeah, I know.
There's been some shadiness where the money has gone, and how the money has... I'm not saying nothing has gone to the family of the victims of who the movement is for.
Yeah,
but I just feel like with every movement, everything good, climate change, like the movement for its awareness,
yeah,
I feel like gets hijacked by interests, like the Black Lives Matter
yeah,
movement, and
it gets
hijacked by corporations, and it gets hijacked by like people who want to exploit it for their side of the election.
Shady people, what we were saying earlier, it's like there's those crazies that get to the top.
Yeah,
and
then
and
once
they go,
they're
let
there,
me just siphon, let
once
me just
they're
take
there, it's
this
like
part.
They forget about the,
yeah.
what they said about Black Lives Matter. They forget
yeah.
about what they said about climate change. They forget about what they said about what they were going to do by immigration. They forget about other policies that they got voted for. And this happens again and again and again and again and again. I'm not saying it's one person, but
yeah.
like it happens a lot. And I'm just, I don't know. How do you feel about voting? The way we vote, like, do you think it needs to be updated, like, digitally?
We're right about to paint a painting of Shiva, too, by the way. How do I feel about voting? Should we update it?
Yeah.
I think that they should send a drone to your house, and you open the door, and it scans your iris. And if you're willing to sign the waiver, it'll actually take a little bit of your blood, too, to check your DNA. To confirm, and then it's gonna ask you 10 security questions that are from your public records.
Oh my god!
And you have to
at
least
answer
9
that
correctly
for to do something in here. I had to do that. Fuck that! They had to. They how they know that? How they know where I used to work? How they know where
yeah.
I know all this shit?
What car you first like drove ever? Like,
you took out a loan.
What was your dog's name in 1990?
Right.
Or see, I'm old. What was your dog's name in 2010 or whatever? You know, like, and you're like, which dog? And you're like, oh shit, what the fuck? Because they know you have a dog because you know, you have your dog registered and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So there's names in there, like, dude, it's just, yeah, it's crazy times. Like, what was the question again? Sorry.
Should we change the way we vote? Like, how do you feel about
it? Oh.
Like, do you think that going to a vote, voting station, like a school or like a DMV or something, I don't know if they do that at the DMV, but like at a school or something, for example, and standing in line and getting a paper or going to a kiosk, do you think that's outdated in our society?
I think it all comes down to whether or not we can rely on the technology and all that stuff to count the vote correctly.
Right.
I think that all the polls that we fucking see between the presidents, I think it's all bullshit. None of it matters. Like, I don't really... honestly, everything... 1 week, Biden. 1 week, Trump.
And,
next, and I'm like, fuck that. I don't even... I can't live in a world
yeah.
where I'm like, Biden, oh shit, he's doing it. Oh, Trump did. Oh shit, no, this is... You know, like, I can't live in this world of like, who's ahead? Who's ahead? Who's winning? Who's got the most points? Who scored the most touchdowns? Who scolded? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's turning into this game that never fucking ends.
It's a mania.
Ends. And it's a mania that drives us all fucking insane. I think everybody in 2023 was like taking a big breath because you're like, here comes 2024 because there's going to be crazy ass campaigns and who the fuck knows, dude.
I feel like they were late in it. I feel like when it was Hillary and Bernie and Trump, I feel like there was a lot of... I was in college.
Mm-hmm.
And like, there was a lot of... I was in it. Yeah. I was in it because I wanted Bernie to win. I wanted Bernie to win at first.
Me too. Yeah.
I really wanted him to win because, like, everything he was saying was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then, so I was, like, really watching, and then he didn't win, and then so I kind of checked out. But, like, once, you know, I'll admit, like, I was really scared of Trump, but I didn't know about Hillary's policies back then. I didn't know about her history. I didn't know about her shady history.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I didn't know about the Clinton shady history. I didn't know that there was a whole generation of people that lived through Clinton and Hillary before and was like, we're not going back to that. And I couldn't respect that.
Yeah.
At the time. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Now I can. But, like, at the time, I was just like, anybody but him. Anybody but Trump. And then... once I experienced it, in my head, it wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
In my fucking head. But, like, to a lot of people, that's not their experience. And I empathize with that.
Mm.
It wasn't their experience with him.
Yeah.
Me, I couldn't have cared less what the fuck he did every other week. As long as, you know, he didn't embarrass me. And as long as fucking we weren't, like, in wars and shit. Now we're in fucking...
You talking about Trump?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't fucking know. I mean, I just... Yeah, I would say that you have to freaking just... Everybody has their different way of looking at it. I mean, nothing's fucking perfect in politics, you know what I mean? When it comes to all that stuff, everything that they do, it's like each one of them has their own...
I'm going
to
be dissatisfied with agendas. Every one of them. Whoever wins this election, I'm not going to be happy about it. I'm not going to be like, woohoo! You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to be like, oh my God, I'm so relieved, or oh my God, I'm going to... I feel like the Democratic Party was robbed of a candidate who they really wanted from 4 years ago.
Yeah.
I feel bad about that. I really do. And I feel like, is Kamala, if Kamala was given a fair shot this round, would she have made it this far? Did she just do it because she is a vice president? I mean, no one wanted to vote on someone else, you know?
Yeah.
Has this ever happened before? And this is what we're doing this based off previous actions. You know what I mean? That would make sense, but I don't know if this has happened before. And, you know, especially, like, so close to the... So, months. Mm-hmm. Months. Not a year. Months. She has months to campaign. And that's kind of not fair to her, I feel like.
Yeah.
She has months to campaign. And, like, I don't like the whole assassination thing. That's not cool.
Yeah, that was crazy.
And, like, I feel kind of scared. I'm like, are we there as a country? Really?
Yeah.
Really? We're not giving fair shots to people anymore? No pun intended. We're not giving fair shots to people anymore? Like, I know you guys hate him, you know, but like...
Reagan was shot.
Yeah, JFK was shot, but like...
Yeah.
We don't do it a lot.
Yeah.
You know?
The whole thing to me was... It was crazy. There's a lot going on during that time. If you look at that video, there's a lady in the background. Everybody's fucking ducking. She just doesn't even flinch. And as soon as it happened, she pulls her fucking phone out. And she's like smiling.
Yeah.
And what the fuck was that? Why didn't she flinch?
She didn't flinch.
Everybody in the crowd goes like this. Ooh, and ducks. Because I hear that gunshot. They all go, ooh. You see like 30 people go, ooh, and duck. And she just doesn't move and is like, ooh, pulls her fucking camera phone up. What the fuck was that?
I can't believe it was fucking...
That's something weird.
I feel like it was allowed to happen. I'll say that. Like, I feel like... He wasn't supposed to miss. I feel like he was supposed to shoot him. I feel like I feel like there's a narrative set up for the next day. Like, oh, rest in peace, blah, blah, blah.
I feel like I can't believe anything.
There you go.
I feel like I can't believe anything. The technology in place.
The AI in place.
The history, that in everything you look at, you just have to go, I'm getting part of the story. I may not be getting the whole story.
Right.
Every fucking thing. Maybe they're giving me 10% of the information. Like, it's not a lie what they're saying, but they're not giving you
the whole
fucking story. Yeah, Trump was shot at. Trump got hit. This kid, this whole thing was just like...
And they had to say that because it was public.
Insane. Yeah. And it's just like, rest in peace, you know, to the guy who got shot. You know, that's horrible.
He was 20. Young and brave, I guess, to do something like that.
Well, he didn't know he was going to get shot.
You had to have known you're going to get shot.
That was it.
You had to have known this was a suicide mission. You had to have known that.
Oh, you're talking about the dude that shot him?
Yeah. You can't be that dumb. If you think that you're just going to get arrested.
He knew. No, that fucking dude knew.
Like, you,
the kid that shot him knew for sure that he was going to get killed. There's no way.
There's no way he thought that he was going to live that. He's
on a roof.
It took so long for him to... People were making TikToks with him in it.
I saw videos of a guy going, look, there's a kid on the roof with a rifle. And they're like, where's the Secret Service? Get the Secret Service. Like, shouldn't they be everywhere? When I visited...
I saw the president. I saw the fucking president. The video. He wasn't doing anything.
Back in the day, I saw Bill Clinton when he was president. We went to, he was at some church. I went with my mom.
Oh, you saw him?
I was within... feet of him.
Oh my
10
God.
Feet. He came walking by outside. We all fucking saw him. There was Secret Service fucking everywhere. And you could tell they had the fake arm. Like, someone be walking, just their hand straight, and then there's just like an arm that's like this. And you just know that dude is just like holding a fucking Uzi with his real, and he's just waiting to just fucking cap somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Like, their shit, why, how did that change from the 90s when a sea of fucking Secret Service are everywhere when the fucking president's around to now it's like, you know, a kid's crawling up on a roof?
Well, do you think it's
people
because he's a candidate and not a president? Or is it like...
I don't know. I think it doesn't matter.
Because I feel like Obama gets Secret Service to this day. I feel like.
Oh, well, they all get Secret Service to when they die.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, if you've been a president, they can... Trump has Secret Service right now.
You're right.
Because he was once a president. Like, even Jimmy Carter probably has Secret Service, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
How crazy would that be to live a life where, everywhere you go, like, there's just dudes taking you and they got fucking guns... You know what I mean? That's gnarly.
That is gnarly. Like, my mom... Because
you're a figurehead. You can't be fucking off. Bro, you represent...
No.
There can be nothing happening to you because you represent so much to America. That'd be like, how do you let that happen to a fucking president? So, we protect you like a jewel. They protect you like a jewel, if you think... Except for now, when he gets fucking shot. But, you know, he didn't get killed. So, it was just...
Yeah.
It was one of those shots where, you know, he's pointing over to a screen about immigration and fucking zinger. And I saw a slowdown where the bullet just, you could see the tracer of a fucking bullet. It's just crazy.
I saw one.
It's crazy to think that it got that fucking close.
I saw a breakdown of where if he didn't move his head, he would have probably gotten shot in the head. So, I thought it was crazy. I feel like we split in a parallel universe. I feel like one universe, he's dead, and this is the universe where he's not.
Probably.
If you
believe in the multiverse...
That's what I believe in.
It's like string theory, every possibility.
Okay, before we go, let's talk about this really quick. So, I believe that when we go to sleep, and this is... This is not on... This is what we should have been talking about the whole time. Don't think of it as... No, this is good. This is good. My number one episodes are about Trump.
Oh, my God. You're like, I'm talking about politics here. By the way, Trump, Kamala, voting. I'm like, dude...
You held it good.
Oh my God.
You know, this is current.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This is what people
are talking about.
This
yeah.
is what they want to hear. Like, if you go on your YouTube and you click on the ones or things that are covering what's going on right now.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not exactly like, their debates themselves, but, like, what people are saying about it, or, like, what people's opinions are. It's, like, we have, you have, the reason why I wanted to talk about with you is, like, you have, you bring rationality to things. I'm very emotional.
Oh, okay, thank you.
You know? And, like, I feel like my listeners are 50-50. You know, it's mm-hmm. like, and I feel like they can appreciate each side, and they want to hear each side. I feel like people are not having a discourse, at least a lot of, like, discourse between, like, your friends, you know, about what's going on, because it matters, you know? It's going to affect us in the next 4 to 8 years. So.
Yeah. I know, it's crazy to think about. I know, like, just fast forward to December. What the fuck? Fast forward, what's December look like? There's my question to you.
Well, my mom still has her Christmas tree up. That's what it looks like.
So. I hope it's still cold here.
Yeah. Well, David, thank you for coming on the podcast. But
no
parallel
problem.
Universes, I believe in it. But when we go to sleep, we wake up, everything's the same, except one little detail. It could be that that right light switch is off. And that's it. In the entire universe.
I see, yeah. Just
one small detail. And you don't notice it. Maybe this chip right here was never there when I wake up tomorrow.
Or your one less eyebrow.
Yeah, and
hair.
The shit that I wouldn't notice. But it takes that one weird glitch. It takes that one fuck up. In the, not universe. But I feel like time. I feel like there's time travelers.
Yeah.
But I feel like in order for time ripple to fix itself from them going backwards and shit, I feel like glitches happen.
Yeah, I think you're probably right.
I feel like in order for the universe to, like, time continuum to fix itself, like, glitches happen on accident. Like, I feel like it's just a side effect. Because, like,
it's just universes, parallel universes intersecting somehow, like,
mm-hmm.
in a weird way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm sure that happens. I'm sure that's possible.
And I feel like that's why we age.
Oh, well, how does that have to do with aging, though?
Like, the way we age a certain way. We go from young to old. Why? Why does nature do that?
Like, start you off all fresh and
yeah, and we
full
we,
of
we
energy.
Grow like a, we
and
grow like a plant and we die like a plant if we don't have an accident.
Yeah. You're saying we should just live forever.
Yeah, I feel like eventually we're going to put our bodies in, like, some silicon-based form.
Yeah.
And we're going to live forever.
I watch a guy who is big into UFO experiences, and he goes to all the conferences. He like interviews a lady that said that she flies UFOs and, like, she knows all this stuff. Like, it's deep. It gets fucking deep. And, like, the amount of stuff that he has fucking said. What were you just saying again?
About silicon-based life forms?
Yeah, it's just like... It's unbelievable the kind of stuff that people say that's out there, man. Anything's possible. I mean, I believe in... here's a big question. Do you believe in Bigfoot?
Oh, my God. You know, like, a lot of natives believe in Bigfoot because they say they've seen it.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
While hunting. And I wouldn't doubt it. I feel like... Whoever Bigfoot is, they have a huge advantage when it comes to hiding from us. We will never know what that is, because that's why it's an advantage.
Mm-hmm. I think he's an interdimensional
That's
being.
What I'm saying. I feel like if he goes behind a cave, he does a little dance, and, like, you know, the cave opens. Or, like, he fucking dissolves into thin air. Or, like, what if he's a creature, like Jeepers Creepers, that only feeds every 23 years? And that's why we don't see him a lot.
Yeah. Well, you know what the Aborigines thought?
What?
They thought that, you know, they had the hairy guy too. I forgot what they called them when the Aborigines in Australia, but they said that there's fucking, like, there's some Bigfoot that are just, like, animal, kind of, like, they have family units. They're smart. They're doing their own thing. You know what I mean? Just leave them alone. They're living out there in the forest, whatever. And then he said there's another kind of Bigfoot that's more, even more spiritual, kind of, and it's fucking, and they're fucking evil, and I'm like, that's fucking gnarly. I forgot what they fucking called them, but I'm like, yo, there's different shit. I mean, you ever heard of David Politis?
No.
Missing 411? he has so many different stories about missing people.
No, I've heard his podcast.
All the fucking
Doesn't
time.
Doesn't he have, like, something about the forest, with missing people?
There's, like, within the last, like, I want to say it could be even more than 10 years. I forgot the exact date. But there's, like, within around the last 10 years, there's, like, 70,000, 69,000 people missing in Alaska. Like, there's just numbers to where it's not fucking, what's going on? You know what I mean? David Politis talks about it. He can't get the records. He went to the National Forest people who have the records for all shit that's happening, like, out there. And they go, we'll give it to you for, like, $3 million, $4 million. And he's like, I'm not going to. Because who knows if they even give it to him. He could write that check and they're like, and here's one record from one. You know what I mean?
They could get stopped by the government or something. And be like, they could be like,
They knew that number would stop him. And it's like, but it doesn't matter because he gets reports from around the country constantly from the past and present. And the majority of the stories are like, people go out there and you're going to get a kick out of this. Because there's a lot of info to it. People go out there, they disappear, mostly men, and mostly white men with Germanic descent.
Germanic descent?
Yeah. That's what he said. I could be fucking disappeared.
Shit.
But, like, it's mostly that, and it's fucking just crazy
in
shit.
In Alaska, at least, do you think it's, like, alien?
In America.
I know, but, like, in Alaska, at least? Or America?
Yeah, what?
What majority do you think is, like, Bigfoot, and what majority do you think is aliens?
I have no clue.
I feel like the majority is aliens. I feel like we are a Fermi's paradox.
Okay, yeah. We're just a little experiment here.
Yeah, I feel like there are whoever's on the outside, like, we describe them as angels or, like, God or whatever. God and his angels.
Yeah.
Who are they? What are they doing exactly on a day-to-day basis?
Was
and
it
if
just
they're
aliens?
Watching, and if they're watching, what are they watching for? What are they Who are they looking for? Who are they looking at? Are they looking at us individually as a whole? Are they making sure the nukes don't go off? Like, what are they looking for? Are they making sure we go past a certain point of evolution? Are they pushing us there somehow? Like, I don't...
Yeah.
And why are you abducting people? Is it to, like... If you have these superpowers, why do you have to abduct people?
Oh, yeah. No, I don't know. Well, you know, I think there's all different types of shit. Like, if you think about it, are some of them abductions? You never know. Could they be? Possibly. It's probably... Is it a lot?
Or are you saying it's horse shit? Like, what do you mean? Like,
no, I'm thinking that probably there is a percentage that is some type of negative alien. Are they all negative? Probably not. Like, think about this. People, there's good and bad. There's good and bad with, like, different personalities, I think, on every level, to where if you're talking about the universe full of all of these different planets where there's possible all these aliens and some have probably been coming here for a long time, there's got to be a lot of different kinds. Are some of them friendly to us? Probably not. Are some of them friendly to us? Probably. There's probably some. It's probably both. And there's probably some in between who don't, just whatever. It's not that they fucking have anything against anything. They're just, like, doing whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah. What do you feel about the thought of it being us from another dimension or another time?
I think that's a possibility. I think that, I don't know how high of a possibility that is, but is there going to be a time where, you know, apparently some of these aliens, the most prevalent one that's visiting here is the gray alien, and there's different, from what I've heard, like, good ones and bad ones, and there's ones where it's just like they came from a planet that was depleted. And they basically need to, like, change their DNA to be able to, like, survive longer because their evolution got to a certain point where it's, like, now it's, like, it's degressing.
So you're saying, like, they might be living in us?
Aliens?
Yeah.
They always talk, if you ever seen any of their shows, they always talk about hybrids. They're making hybrid baby aliens, is what they say. I'm not saying it's fucking true, but that's what they
say. I always
that's not
that,
all
like,
aliens,
if
but
they
some
were to invade and, you know, like, how would, and if you were studying humans.
Yeah.
With our, how we react to things. Think about it. It's like, what if they're like testing stuff by dropping shit? And our reaction's like, oh my god, it's a ghost! You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, how, what if they just, like, dropped in, they're, like, dropping in just to see how we would react, how we're shooting it down, how we're, like, videotaping it, making sure it's real, verifying all these sources, you know, like, really, like, visiting them and see what their story is afterwards, like, how would they freak out? Like, you know, I think that based on that evidence...
Mm-hmm.
How we've responded, I feel like if they were to want to like use our bodies or use us as energy or something, or like take something from our planet or something,
mm-hmm.
they would come like us. I feel like.
I think some probably.
I feel like these alien abductions with the bodies, they just study the body.
Yeah.
And to like remake the body.
I think that we are on a certain dimension compared to them. And. They're fucking traveling, like what you were talking earlier about multi-dimensions.
Mm-hmm.
They're millions, hundreds of millions of years more advanced than we are at this situation, at this point in time right now.
I feel like you can't be in this third dimension without a body.
There's something going on there, but I think that they come from fucking different dimensions is what I'm saying. I think that they're, because there's different stories of like, sometimes when they see these things, like... They'll leave, like, a weird, like, snowy, kind of, like, silky, white kind of fucking stuff that, like, kind of lays around. And then it'll disappear. It's like there's all different types of just, like, crazy phenomenon that fucking happens around them, you know? And it's just... It's anyone's guess as to, like, what it could be. But I think that they're just traveling fucking through different dimensions and fucking portals and... all over the fucking place, because even people that get abducted are talking about like how it felt surreal. Of course, if you fucking saw what you were seeing, it'd feel surreal, but like everybody really says like it felt like you were on a different kind of fucking like plane. Sometimes when you take pictures of these UFOs, it doesn't fucking come out right.
Come out, okay. And then we have like, at least up to date, we have the most advanced cameras.
That shit's crazy.
Yeah.
You know, like how many have we seen where it's like just couple lights, that shit's probably connected and there's like a whole ship. And think about this, Candace, and this is a fucking trip, but I've always thought about this. If you had the ability to travel back and forth through time,
mm-hmm.
nobody would know when you would have got here. Nobody would know. You could seemingly be here forever because you just showed up. You could go back in time to when fucking humanity first. It's, so it's like, have, who knows how long they've been here. And that's trying to be like, that's me being paranoid. But at the same time, like, if you think about time travel, which if they could go interdimensional, why can't they travel back in time? Even Einstein said that's a fucking possibility. I believe, you know, Einstein probably would have been right.
That's my dying wish, honestly, is to travel time. I want to travel. I'm not saying I want to relive my life from beginning to end. I just want to say I want to pop back in on August 10th, 2000, when my mom threw me that big birthday party. Maybe I want to invisibly pop in on the corner and just watch from afar. Can I do that?
What if
I'm dead?
What if you could go back and like you show up and like they can see you and you freak them, you freak your past self out? How crazy would that be?
I'd wave.
And you're just like, hey, and like they look at you and you could just doubt because it's like, wait, that's fucking me. Like, that's
an
older version of me.
It'd be a deja vu.
You'd be like, what the fuck?
It'd be a deja vu.
Especially if you spoke. Mm-hmm. Like, if you said something to them.
There's gotta be rules.
They'd be like, wait, what the fuck?
There's gotta be rules to this shit. Like, there's got to be.
They would be calling you a cryptid. They'd be like, I saw this cryptid that looked just like me. You know what a cryptid is?
A creature that is supernatural or...
Yeah. It's that shit. Yeah. That's what Bigfoot's a cryptid.
Mmm.
I was going to have a cryptid art show too, but I got I don't know. There's just too much stuff going on in my life to where I need it. I was like, you know what? I don't have time to, like, really put that together right now, you know?
I feel that. It's a lot. I mean, like, you gotta promote. You gotta, like, ask people to, like, do stuff.
Yeah, it's just, you know, they're doing stuff for you, and it's just, like, there's a lot of variables involved, and there's, like, it takes time, and it takes, like, you know, I'm not saying I'm never gonna do it again. I'll probably put together an art show and something like that in the future for sure, but just right now, with everything going on in my life, you know, been doing this fabrication thing and whatever, so it's, like, it's a lot for me.
I feel it. Was there anything else you want to talk about?
I'm good.
You're good. Well, let's paint. We're going to paint Shiva. We've been meaning to do this for a while. But let's get to it. Thanks for coming on the podcast.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Yeah. All right. Good night, everybody. Have a good evening, good morning, wherever and whenever you're listening. Bye-bye.